Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, Woj, I did want to bring this up, okay? I had a chance to dabble with this yesterday, you know, not for very long, obviously, leading into Tigers-Orioles coverage right here at 97.1 The Ticket, but the story that has come out in the last couple of days about these threatening tweets and, you know, disgusting tweets sent in the direction of Jim Harbaugh. He was tagged in the post. Mm-hmm. The Ann Arbor police have actually now opened up an investigation. This is now a former linebacker. He apparently left the team all the way back in November.
Right.
But he sent out some tweets talking about the open carry law, talking about he, you know, didn't want to, send somebody to the morgue. Again, essentially, in a way, threatening Jim Harbaugh's life, whether or not he was, you know, tweeting Lear. I don't know what he was doing.
He was hinting that nobody really seems to know the story, but he was hinting that he was suspended or something last year when he had to go visit sick family members or something. And he's obviously angry at Harbaugh, although it goes beyond angry. There seems to be a derangement level there when you tweet stuff like that.
Of course. And look, we'll obviously find out more details about the story, maybe moving forward, about what actually happened, what didn't happen. Who really knows? But not with the team anymore. Either way, I do think that this situation a little bit, but to me, it's the other things that have gone on in the spring. It's the other things that have gone on with the coaching staff overturn over the years. What was the one thing that people criticized Harbaugh for before he came to Ann Arbor?
That he's known to wear out his welcome.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And after a while, he grinds people down and he becomes very difficult to work with. And I think to a certain degree, very difficult to relate to. Okay. Demanding so much out of players and coaches, which is great. You want a good work ethic. You want a focused guy, but you also want to play for somebody that you kind of like, and you want to be able to work with somebody that you don't want to punch in the face. And I think that this, not to mention all the players that have come out in spring practice and said, Jim Harbaugh, he's just a different guy. You know, now he wants us to hug him, come by the office and give him a hug. And, it's a totally different Harbaugh that's hanging out at Champ Beckler Hall this year.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that kind of lead you to believe that, one, maybe he's really not well-liked in the offices out there at Champ Beckler Hall, and two, that concern before he got to Ann Arbor is really starting to come to fruition right now? The guy's not very likable, and over time, you kind of start to hate him.
All right, 248-539-9797 before I answer. Ticket
yes.
Text 97136. I think he got the message. I do. I think.
What message?
The message that there was a detachment. I mean, I thought it was a pretty major red flag that Dan Enos took the job and then untook the job, you know, whatever it was, a few weeks later, or even not even that long, that there is. It's always been, Harbaugh has touted before, like sort of like organized chaos. But I a lot of people, that doesn't work well. And I think that has led to the turnover in his staff.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly some of that is. And people say, like, well, what is it about him? I don't know if he's abrasive behind. I think he's just more odd and detached. And you know what? It's been interesting. I've heard both that Amazon series that's come out, the documentary All or Nothing, the Michigan season,
yeah.
8-5. I've watched probably three of the eight episodes.
Don't
I'm trying to get
lie.
Caught up.
You've watched it like four times over
again.
Come on.
But you do see it is relatively unflinching as to some of the awkward things behind the scenes and how he talks to the team. And on one side, it's that quirky genius. You know, look at him. And on the other side, it probably doesn't. I think Wilton Spate maybe didn't have the greatest experience, perhaps, ultimately.
I think Wilton Spate hates him.
Okay,
I think that's part of the reason he's at UCLA, not just because Shea Patterson came here.
Right. So there is, I think, now I couldn't, maybe it's too hard to change, but I think he realized that to a certain degree, maybe in some of the things maybe in the turnover staff, because he has been different. And the players, maybe it's a little bit of lip service, but maybe not. The players have talked about, like, I don't know. And he's talked about he had to do a self-examination, self-evaluation, realized I had to change some things. I had to change some ways. And yes, so to answer your question, you may be right that he did. But maybe in this particular case, he was self-aware enough that he's adjusting, perhaps. His personality-wise, or his his accessibility to players. You don't just always have to be slapping him on the back and hugging him, but he never really he's not a major criticizer publicly. He doesn't throw players under the bus.
No,
publicly
he defends
for the most
them
part.
Staunchly. Doesn't yeah, he? As really? Most coaches do. Yeah,
especially like when a quarterback's struggling. I mean, I've gotten the eye roll from him that he doesn't even want to talk about the struggling quarterback. He almost defends them too much that I'm guessing behind the scenes he's not really defending them.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Well,
he's
critiquing them. I could see that. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Again, you know, you had threatening tweets sent out by a former linebacker. I'm not going to read too much necessarily into that.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't. Because
you have,
that could just be one
well, whatever. But I do
kid.
Think it's another, it's a just another occurrence of a situation where you have a former player or even a current player that one, doesn't like him flat out, or two, has said that he's kind of a different guy or he's tried to change this offseason. Doesn't it lead you to believe that everyone was right? The people that were saying Harbaugh is kind of a jerk and he wears you down and he's difficult to work with. I think this is all, it's all kind of happening right now after several years and several, let's be real, frustrating seasons in Ann Arbor. But I do want to add this too, because you said that, you know, and I've watched at least one episode of the Amazon series too.
Well, get on there. Watch
know,
the whole damn thing.
No, thank you, because it was an awful team. I'm not going to watch that many
cool
episodes about a crappy team.
Scenes.
No, thank you. Because the way they build it up, it's so stupid and phony. Like they act like they won the national championship.
But you still want to see the clips
Gary,
behind the
6'6", 270 pounds, and he can run a 4.6 40. How are you going to stop that? It's like a lot of people did, so I don't know what you're talking about. But you say that he's quirky. And he's difficult to relate to. You know who else is? And a guy that is essentially a building away out in Ann Arbor? John Beilein. A very quirky guy.
That's true.
A guy that doesn't always communicate incredibly well and doesn't relate to like high school recruits that he's going out there and trying to get. That's been one thing that I think assistant coaches have tried to bridge the gap with that over the years. The difference is Harbaugh's a jerk about it. And Beilein, I don't think, is being like that. I think Beilein is genuinely a nice guy, and he's encouraging, and he's trying to be somebody that actually builds the guys up instead of Harbaugh, who just goes out there and stares at you and swears at you.
But Beilein admittedly changed a year ago, a year and a half, whatever, a little over a year ago, you know, with the plane crash, added to the Big Ten tournament. He admittedly changed his ways and realized he needed to be.
But not because he was a jerk.
No. But he was very critical of his play in practice and stuff. Like he said, he focused too much on what a player couldn't do as opposed to figuring out what they can do.
But that was also a young team. They had just lost a lot of players, a transition year.
That's
come
true,
on.
But listen.
That hasn't been his rap forever.
If you're going to put the jerk label or whatever person, that generally speaking is not a debilitating personality trait for a good coach. Most of the good coaches are considered that way.
Okay, so is the difference that Harbaugh just can't win?
Well, he hasn't yet, hasn't enough, but I guarantee you Jim Harbaugh would have said the same about Bo Schembechler when he played for him. And I've heard, you know, all the great
coaches. Nick Saban's a jerk. I totally understand that, but he hasn't had success. And again, the one major criticism of him coming to Ann Arbor was, this guy doesn't work well with people. He is really, he just grinds you into the ground. And I think it's wearing on the players. I think it's wearing on the staff. And I think it's really.
I think it wore on them last year.
But I
would
agree.
But I think there was also a very young team and he didn't really know how to handle it.
Maybe. I don't know.
I really think that was part of it. He didn't know how to. He didn't know how to handle the quarterback. He didn't know how to answer the questions about the. Believe me, listen. The jury is out. But I think it was a revealing season for him, both internally and on the field. The production.
I just wish we could
get to make changes.
I wish we could get an off the cuff Wilton Spate on the air right now that's willing to say anything and everything. And I wonder what he would have to say about Jim Harbaugh. I don't think it would be fun things. 248-539-9797.
Well, Spate didn't always play up to form either.
Not always, no.
I mean, should he have coddled him after two interception returns for touchdowns against Florida? Should he have not gotten
potentially
on him?
Not? No, I mean, I understand it goes both ways, but he also just brought in a completely different quarterback, even though he was building him up. He was also building up John O'Korn to be the starter instead of Wilton Spate. To me, maybe there isn't a level of appreciation for his players that he should have had, or appreciation for his staff members. I don't know. We'll get to some of your phone calls coming up. Are we on to something here with Jim Harbaugh, 97.1?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.